portion of this program is intended for a blind and print impaired audience. Hello, this is Nicole Hunter from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Essence Magazine, May 2018 edition. So last week's recap, we covered the cover story of Kerry Washington and, you know, Scandal's End. So next thing, let's go over some Essence highlighted list of 100 woke women. And on the list of the 100 woke women, looks like that they have each woman by name. So first thing first, Elizabeth Alexander. She's a writer and scholar. A noted poet, Alexander was recently appointed president of the Mellon Foundation, the largest fund of its kind in the country. In addition to supporting the nonprofit's humanities-driven agenda, Alexander has been tasked with bringing more diversity into the field. Next, we have Vivian Anderson. She's the founder of Every Black Girl. Following the forced removal of a young black girl from her classroom, Anderson established an organization to shine a light on the state of our youth. The hashtag Every Black Girl campaign raises awareness of violence and other societal issues impacting our children in schools, the foster care system, and juvenile detention centers. In 2018, women of color continued to wield their power for the greater good of our community and beyond. So, as I stated on the, we're going to check out some of the change agents, the shapeshifters, and power players who inspire us and ignite movements. And I just discussed Elizabeth Alexander and Vivian Anderson. Next, we have Lauren Ash. She's a wellness expert with self-care at a premium. The founder of Black Girl and Om brings healing to the masses. The uniquely targeted podcast she co-hosts is dedicated to all things wellness and acts as an ongoing love letter to women of color. Chloe and Halle Bailey. They're singers and actresses. The energetic siblings have created music for years, but with the release of their much-anticipated debut album, the kids are all right. Beyoncé's proteges are pushing for more major change through their chosen art. Then we have Tarana Burke. She's the activist and founder of the hashtag MeToo. Long before hashtag MeToo became a movement, the senior director at Girls for Gender Equality coined the phrase as a sign of support for victims of sexual assault. The civil rights activist continues her advocacy to help young women of color beat the odds and thrive. Next, we have Moya Bailey. She's a feminist scholar. After realizing that the erasure of black women was a societal problem, the Northeastern University professor came up with the term misogynoir in 2010. Like Bailey, it addresses race and gender bias. Through her life's work, she also explores culture and sexuality. Next, we have Naisha Tweed Bell. She's a creative strategist. Beyond her role at the tech giant, Bell brings more diverse faces to the industry through various initiatives. The former copywriter is a master collaborator who's passionate about inclusivity and mentorship in the industry. Next, we have Casmi Brutus from Body Positivity Activists. Also known as Mama Cox, the Haitian-American blogger and model promotes self-love to her 137,000 Instagram followers. The fearless amputee also works to dismantle the stereotypical image of what people with disabilities look like. Jamira Burley and Erica Ford and Amber Goodwin. and they are and the women of the Community Justice Reform Coalition. Under the umbrella of a national advocacy coalition, these women, who are each dynamic in their own way and right, have come together to confront inequalities in the criminal justice system. Advisory board members Burley and Goodwin, along with speakers, Borough member Ford, work passionately on training programs and events to reduce gun violence in the Black community. Susan Burton, she's an activist and author. After her five-year-old son died, Burton went into a downward spiral, eventually being imprisoned on drug charges. She now shares her story in Becoming Miss Burton, from prison to recovery to leading the fight for incarcerated women, and visits prisons nationwide to inspire women to rise higher. Latoya Cantrell, she's the mayor-elect of New Orleans. NOLA voters helped make history when they ushered in Cantrell as their first female mayor. Deeply connected to her community, Cantrell plans to continue revamping the city post-Katrina and has vowed to address inequality among its African-American residents. Glenda C. Carr and Kimberly Pillar Allen, they are the co-founders of Higher Heights. The Trump effect has seen an unprecedented number of women running for political office. To help, this dynamic duo advises female candidates around the country on how to become leaders. Carolyn Waiters Carter and other Confederate statue removers. Last year brought a wave of a renewed interest in Confederate statues, which have been left over from a time in history that celebrated the denigration of Black lives. Leading the way in denouncing these figures were the folks in New Orleans. An overwhelming number of residents of this Black majority city used their voices to express their outrage. Through Carter's actions and those of other protesters in numerous states, some of these racist monuments have been removed. Ruth Carter, from costume designer. In a systematic universe known for dressing crime-fighting women in impractical costumes to satisfy the male gaze, Carter's Black Panther designs provided a fresh perspective. Through the two-time Oscar nominees' adorned ensembles, rooted in traditional African workmanship, viewers were given a cultural history lesson. Crystal Cheatham, she is a creator of Our Bible app. As a lesbian activist, Cheatham understands the need for other LGBTQ Christians to have a safe space. That's why she created an app that features daily devotionals and promotes community to uplift and reaffirm those who have felt traditionally marginalized by religion. Yvette D. Clark. She is a New York congresswoman. The U.S. representative is amplifying the chorus supporting Black women's physical and mental well-being. In October, Clark introduced a resolution to add Black Women's Health Week to the National Health Observances roster. Bonnie Watson Coleman. She is a New Jersey congresswoman. At a 2017 Congressional Black Caucus Foundation event, Coleman helped to highlight a poster series for the Do You Know My Name campaign, featuring some of the Black women and girls who died in police custody or went missing. The longtime lawmaker continues to address a sad reality. When minority groups lack representation in the media, their stories are often written by others or remain untold altogether. Etta Collins Coleman, she is a political strategist. a strategist, as co-founder of the All In Together campaign. Coleman combats the gender gap in political, civic, and professional leadership with tools and resources that help women to engage in the process and drive change on the issues we care most about. Brittany Cooper, she is a scholar at Professor Cronk. When she's not schooling students on racism, feminism, and gender representation, the Rutgers University professor examines the politics of race through her authentic style of writing and public speaking. In 2018, she released Eloquent Rage, A Black Feminist Discovers Her Superpower. Mari Kopany of Clean Water Advocate. The 10-year-old, a.k.a. Little Miss Flint, has been an activist in the Flint, Michigan water crisis. In 2017, the youth ambassador for the Women's March on Washington teamed up with Pack Your Back and raised more than $10,000 to aid Flint children. Carmen Yulin Cruz, she is the mayor of San Juan. In late 2017, the Democratic leader called out Donald Trump for his administration's inaction after devastating hurricanes wreaked havoc on Puerto Rico. She continues to ring the alarm about the seemingly forgotten U.S. territory. Rennie Edo Lodge, she is an author. The UK-born writer released Why I'm No Longer Talking to White People About Race in 2017. It is a celebrated collection of essays that in March won the Jalak Prize for Book of the Year by the writer of color. Edo Lodge's candidate take on gender, race, and inclusion has garnered her a global following. Glory Adam. She is a founder of Well-Read Black Girl. With Adam at the helm, the Instagram community of more than 69,000 lovers of Black literature hosted its first festival to celebrate Black women authors and has carved out a place for fans to share their passion for books. Next, we have Phaedra Ellis Lampkins. She's the co-founder of Promise. In the age of mass incarceration, Ellis Lampkins has engineered a way to help reduce the prison population. Through Promise, a de-incarceration startup, an app local authorities can forego detaining low-risk individuals pre-trial and instead monitor them with the company's help. Cynthia Erivo, she's an actor and singer-songwriter. The Nigerian British performer is perhaps best known for playing Seeley in The Color Purple on Broadway. But the rising star also has a spirit of activism. She used her role in the Rape of Recy Taylor documentary to bring awareness of systematic injustice. Eve L. Ewing, she is a writer. The sociologist and poet, also known as Wikipedia Brown, studies racial inequality in schools. In September, the author released her first book, Electric Arches, which implores Black girlhood and womanhood through poetry, visual art, and narrative prose. Erica Garner, she's an activist. After the murder of her late father, Eric Garner, at the hands of the NYPD, the mother became a crusader against police brutality and other racially motivated injustices facing the Black community. She actually passed away in December 2017. Amanda Gorman. She's a community organizer and poet. The Harvard freshman holds the title of the first ever National Youth Poet Laureate. She uses her gifts to promote literacy and youth activism as the founder of One Pen, One Page, an organization helping kids transform the world through words. Erica Hart, she's a sex educator. The Body Positivity Advocate is a breast cancer survivor and speaker who uses social media to shine a light on those living with the disease and life after a double mastectomy. Anita Hill, she is the chair for the Commission on Sexual Harassment and Advancing Equality in the Workplace. The law professor has become a prominent force in the hashtag MeToo movement. Last year, she was selected to head the Commission to Address Sexual Harassment in Hollywood. As chair, she leads the charge against the mistreatment of women across professions and industries. Jamel Hill, she's a journalist. The former co-host of SC6 is no stranger to controversy. While always candid on matters of race and the way it plays into professional sports, the undefeated journalist has been particularly vocal about the current administration's poor race relationships or relations. Basit Horning and Ebel Ifigbo and Lenice Martin. They are the co-founders of the Hood Incubator. Their community-focused nonprofit seeks to ensure that Black and Brown people have access to the legal cannabis industry. Through the trio's efforts, entrepreneurship is taking on a whole new meaning. Karen Hunter. She is a change agent. As the host of a radio show on Cyrus XM Urban View, Hunter rallies listeners around such causes as the removal of the Confederate flag at the State House in South Carolina and the restoration of voting rights to previously incarcerated individuals. In March, the Party of Lincoln app creator participated in a multi-city voter registration drive. Sherilyn A. Ifill. She's the president and director counsel for the NAACP Legal Defense and Educational Fund. Whether it's through her media appearances, scholarly writings, litigation of milestones, cases, or push for common sense legislation that creates equality for Blacks, Ifill vigorously fights the ill effects of disenfranchisement among the African American community. Blair Imani, she is the founder and executive director for Equality for Her. As a nonconforming bisexual Muslim activist, Imani started a feminist organization to advocate for women who, like her, don't fit inside traditional identity boxes. In February, the Black Lives Matter supporter was selected by NBC Universal as an Erase the Hate Change Maker. Valisha Butterfield Jones. She is a diversity advocate. The recently named Global Head of Women and Black Community Engagement at Google was the driving force behind the 2017 opening of Howard West, a 12-week coding program for upper-class students majoring in computer science at the D.C.-based HBCU. Miriam Kappa, she's a modern-day abolitionist. The educator and activist is out to abolish the American prison industrial complex and transform the criminal justice system. Kappa established Project NEA, a grassroots organization with a goal of ending youth incarceration. Robin Kelly. She is an Illinois congresswoman. Kelly is a co-chair of the Congressional Caucus on Black Women and Girls and sits on the Congressional Gun Violence Prevention Task Force. She also authored a 2015 report on health disparities in America to call attention to underserved communities. Barbara Lee, she's a California congresswoman. The progressive Democrat has no qualms about calling out Donald Trump's efforts to arouse hate. But beyond being a member of the resistance, the East Bay representative advocates for racial justice and human rights. Eunice Liriano, she's the vice president of Bridge Philanthropic Center. As a partner at one of the largest African-American and women-owned fundraising firms in the U.S., Liriano has worked with a number of nonprofits to help them exceed their fiscal goals. Tanya Lambert, she is the Assistant Vice President of Public Affairs for AT&T. Corporate wealth meets social good in the hands of this New Orleans native. Over the years, Lombard has sat on the board of the National Action Network, the National Coalition on Black Civic Participation, and several other community organizations ensuring support. Lisa Lucas, she is the executive director for National Book Foundation. The longtime lover of books is also a staunch proponent of diversity. Since taking her position in 2016, she has been vocal about the organization being more inclusive and passionate about implementing changes that motivate everyone to read. Sabrina Madison, she is the founder of Progress Center for Black Women. After a massive fundraising effort, Madison opened the Progress Center for Black Women in Madison, Wisconsin, to help women of color with professional development, entrepreneurship pursuits, and small businesses loans. A great day in D.C. On January the 24th, 2018, 19 African-American women mayors gathered at the historic Hay Adams Hotel in Washington, D.C. for a special reception co-hosted by Mayor Muriel Bowser's office. Sadara Barrow, she is the mayor of Kalmar, Manor, Maryland, on why political representation matters. I want people to see me with my trials and tribulations and things that I've gone through to be able to stand up and be a mayor. So people who look like me and girls who look like me will know that they can do the same thing. Keisha Lance Bottoms, she is the mayor of Atlanta on Black women running for office. Quote, we don't recognize our own power as women. We organically lead in our communities. We lead in our churches. We lead in our workplace. We lead in our families. Too often we look to other people to lead in a very public way. Don't be afraid to fail. You're already leading. End quote. Muriel Bowser, mayor of Washington, D.C., on how she defines success. Quote, women are frequently judged more quickly, more harshly, and more wrongly. And for those of us who have won elections, I want each and every one of us to be successful, not just for our political careers, but for the millions of people we represent. End quote. Sharon Weston, Broom. She is the mayor of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, on what it takes to run for office. Quote, you don't have to have political experience to serve people. You have to have a heart to serve people, and you have to have the passion. End quote. Vivian Covington, she's the mayor of University Park, Illinois, on why being the first Black mayor of her village is important. quote, it's not so much about being black, it's being the first. That is so phenomenal. It's an honor. For young girls who are looking up, I want to make a difference. I want to shine for you. I want to be your political mother, end quote. Karen Freeman Wilson. She is the mayor of Gary, Indiana, on honoring the past and future. Quote, I think about my mother's generation who probably never saw themselves in our shoes, and from my daughter's generation to serve in that capacity as validation of my mom's generation and inspiration for my daughter's generation. It's really an honor. End quote. Tracy Farish Gant. She is the mayor of Edmundston, Maryland, on how she paved the way. Quote, I ran for city council in 1992. It was a little different because I was the first black councilwoman in my community. My point when I got in was to just stay there so I could be a presence. Like others during that time and before me, we made a way for women who are running now. End quote. Toni N. Harp. She is the mayor of New Haven, Connecticut. On the impact of black women running American cities. Quote, this is just the beginning. It indicates that something has changed in America, that women are considered leaders and are trusted to take care of the overall political apparatus of that community. End quote. Takesha D. James. She is the mayor of Bladensburg, Maryland. On the 2016 presidential election, the quote, the Trump effect was eye-opening. It showed me that I had to get out of my head. Seeing Trump for who he is helped me realize if he can do it, so can I. I kept hearing in my spirit, you have to step up, end quote. Vi Lyles, she is the mayor of Charlotte, North Carolina. The city's former budget director developed a deep love for the area's art, culture, and people. Now, as its first African-American female mayor, she plans to grow Charlotte through strategic partnerships. Catherine E. Pugh, she is the mayor of Baltimore, on how she defines woke. Quote, being woke is to be focused, to be attentive, to recognize your purpose. What matters is that we create a society that is more equal and more just. End quote. Deanna R. Reed. She is the mayor of Harrisonburg, Virginia, on what the position means to her. Quote, There has not been a female mayor in Harrisonburg in more than 20 years. I'm the first black woman. I'm very proud that I stepped up to do it, but I truly did it for our little black girls so they could see that they could do it one day. End quote. Petrella Robinson, she is the mayor of North Brentwood, Maryland, on the benefit of having a strong network of black women mayors. Quote, we've always been strong and we're getting stronger. We can make a powerful change like our ancestors. The more women who come out and do what they're doing, the more we can keep our families together, end quote. And we're going to stop right there because it looks like we run out of time for today's episode of Essence Magazine. We hope that you've enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Nicole Hunter, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for blind and print impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, triangleradioreadingservice.org. So long until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138.